presentation of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States to the fighting men of the United Nations. Jubilee! On six continents, the armed forces of 31 nations are united in a single common cause. Most of us are new to each other in the lands we are in. We have asked our men from the United States to get to know you and your country better. We would like you to know something more about ours. This series of broadcasts, like many others you will hear, is dedicated to that purpose. And now it's time for the show, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce your master of ceremonies for this broadcast. We in this country have seen him on the screen and as Little Joe in the stage smash Cabin in the Sky. Here he is, Dooley Wilson. Dooley, you're not supposed to applaud yourself.
Mr. Announcer, I'm not applauding myself. I'm applauding because I know what's coming. Just like everyone else will when they hear Lena Horne, Les Height and his orchestra, the Golden Gate Quartet, Wonderful Smith, and Sergeant Joseph Lewis Barr, sometime known as Joe Lewis, heavyweight champion of the world. See what I mean? But first, unbutton your coat. Take off your gloves and prepare your skin. And get ready to jump, because it's sizzling time. And Les Height sends you with spruce juice.
Thank you. the Golden Gate Quartet. Professors of higher strata of jive. Put you under their spell as they spell Kalamazoo.
Hey!
I got a gal in Kalamazoo. I don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo. The years have gone by. My, how she grows. I like her looks, but I can't get her books in Kalamazoo. I'm going to send her wire, hopping on the fire, and leaving today. I'm dreaming, I can hear her screaming. Hi, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay.
A-L-A-L-A-Z-O.
Oh, what a gal, she's a real pipperoo. I'll
take my bid for the bank of the gift I'm hurrying through.
From the Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
Lena Horne totes a torch up to the microphone, be it in front of the camera, on the stage, or in a broadcasting studio. The legits as well as the cats in the know curl up into their never, never land. So get ready to curl, for here she is singing, "The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else."
One I love belongs to somebody else. He sings his sweet refrain to somebody else. Even when he's got his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I bet they're not so cold to somebody else. Gee, it's tough to be alone on the shelf, but worse to be enough by yourself when the one you love wants someone else. The one I somebody else. He sings his sweet refrain to someone else. Yes, even when he's got his arms around me, he's looking at the door, waiting for someone. I know he's waiting for somebody else. The hand I hold belongs to somebody else. I bet they're not so cool to somebody else. Gee, it's tough to be alone on the shelf, but worse to be in love by yourself when you love belong to somebody else.
Attention, all you bugs. Come on up, you small ones, and come on down, you tall ones. Here comes that stick man. When he waves it, you shake it. Ready or not, you'll be caught as Les Height and his officer plays Three Bones.
Three Bones.
There's nothing so good for setting you down when you've been stirred up too high by jive as a good spirit. The Golden Gate Quartet are back again with Blind Betima, a modern spiritual in an old tradition.
Well, old Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Well, old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way. Crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Well, old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way.
Well, old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way. Crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
In my love Bible, in the book of James, Christ was a healing the crippled and lame, giving the poor and needed bread, healing the sick and raising the dead. They tell you when he passed through Galilee, he passed by a man who could not see. The man was blind and crippled from birth, and they tell me that his name was Blind Bartimaeus. But old Blind Bartimaeus
stood on the way. Blind Bartimaeus stood on the way.
Well, old Blind Bartimaeus
stood on the way. Grand old Lord, have mercy on me.
When Bartimaeus heard that my Lord was nigh, he fell on his knees and began to cry, crying, oh, thou man of Galilee, great God Almighty, have mercy on me, crying,
oh, Lord,
where is baby,
oh, Lord,
son of David,
my Lord,
in land of the Lord, where is baby,
oh, Lord,
where is baby,
oh, Lord,
where is little bitty baby,
oh, Lord,
leading lamb,
my good Lord,
son of man, then my God stopped and looked around, saw Blind Barnabas on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand, and Barnabas saw like a natural man. Well, old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way.
Well, old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way. Grand old Lord, have mercy on me.
Brewer, Sergeant Joseph Lewis Burrow.
Say, Joe, I'd like to answer some questions. And the boys out there would like to know the answer. For example, do you like being in the Army?
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it tough making the change from civilian life to the Army life?
No.
Well, do you miss the big crowds and the excitement that surrounded you every time you stepped into the ring?
Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
Well, Joe, I understand you were stationed at Fort Riley. That's a cavalry school, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, Joe, in your training there, do you find riding horses do as much for your condition as a former mode of training, such as road work, skipping rope, punching bags, and so on?
I think so.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Now, Joe, when you train for a match, you have to watch your diet very careful, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
For example, as I understand it, when you train, you can only eat certain meals at certain times, whereas the life in the Army is a little bit different. So my question is, has the Army diet affected your physical condition?
Mm-mm.
Well, now, Sergeant, just one more question.
No.
Well, Sergeant, your buddies all over the world are listening. Maybe you'd like to say something to them in your own words.
I have been in a lot of fights, but this is only one fight worth anybody fighting for now. And I'm proud to be in it.
Thank you, Joe Lewis. My interview with the champ lasted just about as long as his opponents in the ring. Now, you liked her before. You're going to love her now. Here she comes, Lena Horne, walking on sunny side of the street.
Get your hat, leave your worries on your doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-patter? I'm not happy too. Is your tune. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Ah, but now I'm not afraid. Trouble's over, I cross over, and if I never have a son, I'll be rich, rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street. Get your coat. Get your hat, leave your worries on your doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-patter and that happy tune? Why, it's your tune. Life can be so sweet as sunny, sad as the sea. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. Ah, but now I'm not afraid. Trouble's over. Yes, I went and crossed over. If I never have a son, I'll be rich, rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the sea.
It's getting a long time, I'm sorry to say. But there will be another session of Jubilee coming your way again soon. I hope you'll be listening. So long and good luck. This is Dooley Wilson saying how happy we've been to spend this time with you. For the Jive King, Les Hythe and his orchestra, the First Lady of Sweet and Swing, Lena Horne, those rapturous Golden Gate quartetters, and that oh-so wonderful Smith.
And Sergeant Joseph Lewis Barra, heavyweight champion of the world, including Berlin, Rome, and Tokyo.
Jubilee was presented for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Thank you.